So President raised the issue when he talked about the drawdown from Afghanistan last week, but we're continuing with it. Building the nation in America, not in Afghanistan, not in places like Iraq. Listeners have been weighing in. We got this pretty interesting text from a listener named Eric. I live in the recently tornado-devastated Joplin, Missouri. 1 month of Afghanistan rebuilding could rebuild this town twice over.
Wow.
Well, he joined us by texting START to 69866. Joplin, of course, devastated by a tornado on May 22nd, killing 156 people and causing millions of dollars in damage. Lauren Zimmerman, Mass Care Chief Administrator for the Red Cross in Joplin. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
And Alan Matthews, we welcome back to the program, co-host of the TV program Good Morning Four States at Channel 12, KODE, which is an ABC affiliate there in the Joplin, Missouri region. Alan, good morning to you.
Hey, thanks a lot for letting me come back on again.
Sure. So, interesting idea. The president says, let's build the nation here. You're already doing some of that in Joplin. $10 billion would be pretty useful to you. We thought that was an interesting response from a listener. How do things stand right now, Alan?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's going. I mean, you know, it was nice, you know, a couple of weeks after the tornado, you start seeing electrical lines being laid in some of the hardest hit areas, you know, traffic lights coming back up. Right now, it's just the whole demolition process that's going on, you know, right now, although we've got a lot of companies that have already confirmed that they're rebuilding in the Joplin area. So, I mean, that's refreshing to know that we've got a lot of the business that's going to be returning to the area.
And, you know, Alan, listen to this. And, Lauren, I'll get you to respond to this here. The president, almost exactly a month ago, said this in Joplin.
The cameras may leave. The spotlight may shift. But we will be with you every step of the way until Joplin is restored and this community is back on its feet.
Now, Lauren, how's the morale there in Joplin? And, the president made some promises there. I'm wondering how the federal government has delivered. You're MassCare Chief Administrator for the Red Cross.
The Red Cross has been working with FEMA for these last 5 weeks to help the clients rebuild. We are seeing progress. We are seeing people moving into temporary housing. We're seeing as Alan said, homes that are being repaired or readied for rebuilding. And I think the federal government has been a very important partner in that.
And as far as the medical facilities are concerned, the nature of the tornado and the destruction itself really wiped out a lot of the infrastructure there in Joplin. And I'm wondering if you could give me a sense of how much has come back, how much the region has had to fill in. And, you know, are you getting back to business there in Joplin? Lauren?
Well, yeah, of course, St. John's Hospital has not reopened, but they have been able to open an emergency clinic just next to the hospital there to see some of their less critical patients. Freeman Hospital has stepped up and is taking those critical patients that need that level of care. And I think the regional trauma centers have also stepped up to take some of the absolutely most critical ones. So
still a regional effort there, as Lauren gives us a report from Joplin. Alan, tell us the stories, because this is your job in many ways, stories of recovery.
Well, you know, it's amazing because, you know, as you played the clip of the president, you know, talking about how the limelight will shift from us, but it's just amazing the amount of people, you know, the last couple of days, you know, I've been kind of going, you know, back to where our house was at one time, and it's just amazing the amount of people that you still see out there that are helping with the demolition, that are helping with the rebuilding process. You've got so many people that are coming into the area that are helping out with the whole thing, and it's just still amazing, you know, how much support we're getting still from people.
Well, that's great. Where are people living? What are the kind of coping mechanisms people are using as they wait for the actual rebuilding to take place?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because of the fact that we've had several people here where I work at that were affected by this, and everybody's kind of in different stages. I mean, so we've got some people that were in apartment buildings that were destroyed. They were able to find themselves another apartment to move to. Myself, I'm living with a coworker. We've got other people here that are living with other family members.
How's that going?
You know, at times it gets a little frustrating because, you know, we're trying to find, you know, another accommodations. You know, hopefully we can move into another home, but it's a long process. And when you have so many things to do, you know, and you're trying to take care of as many things as possible, but yet, at times, like I said, it gets a little frustrating because you're trying to take care of so many things.
And when you say frustrating, I mean, yeah, it's frustrating sort of day to day to not have the space that you need. You know, there's a sense of reality that disaster brings. You know, you can't lay your plans and necessarily count on tomorrow being the same as today. What lessons have you learned about this?
Well, you know, it seems, and I've been kind of joking about this, it seems like every two steps leads to another pile of paperwork, and that's kind of what has happened. You know, it's like we're making progress. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but again, like I said, it seems like things you don't think about or things you don't realize, you've got to take care of that. So, like I said, it's just been a very hectic, a very busy, you know, process. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, at least you walked away, but just imagine, you know, looking around your house, looking around your apartment, and just imagine 80%, 90% of what you have gone, and it's not a 90% that you pick. It's, you know, it's an arbitrary 90%. So it's not like, oh, I can grab the items that I need and that would be my remaining 10 to 20%. I mean, it's just, it's a variety of things. And, you know, you're trying to put your life back together again.
So you and Lauren there in Joplin are kind of experts on the front edge of this idea of nation building. I guess the takeaway is, Alan Matthews, nation building, whether it's from a disaster or you roll up your sleeves on your own and try a big project, is hard.
It is very difficult. And again, you know, going back to the amount of people that we've had, you know, coming into the area, you know, I've had a lot of support from the people at work. I've had a lot of support from the company I work for. My wife, you know, the same thing. In fact, she actually had a group from her company come in and actually help us clear out some of the debris. So, but I mean, it's a very time-consuming process. I mean, you do depend on the kindness and the generosity of others. And I mean, that kind of helps get you through the day-to-day process.
Well, I hope we've perked you up this morning. Alan Matthews, co-host of the TV program Good Morning Four States at Channel 12 KODE, an ABC affiliate there in the Joplin, Missouri. And Lauren Zimmerman, thanks to you.
You're welcome.
Lauren Zimmerman, hard at work at the MassCare, chief administrator for the Red Cross there in Joplin, talking about the region still filling in for the destroyed medical infrastructure there in Joplin, Missouri, where they're nation building even today. Alan and Lauren, thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.